This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. John Shane grew up in a rundown mill town outside of Boston. Moved to Durham, studied American history at Duke University. A little different environment there. Today, John is a singer-songwriter. His music artfully combines improvised Piedmont blues with bluegrass, swing, and ragtime, and his lyrics often comment on issues of social justice. Got a new album called Ordinary Cats, CD release party at Casbah in Durham, 8 o'clock tonight. John is with us here in the studio, as is songwriter Jackson Hall and F.J. Ventry on the upright bass. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's great
to be
back.
John, you've been making records for a while now. Ordinary Cats, your latest. How have you seen it evolve? What's this latest record like, and how's it compared to others?
Well, this latest record, I think, is a little different from the live stuff that we've been known for the last few years. It's a little more, perhaps, introspective in the lyrics, a little bit looking backwards, a little into, you know, life and how we got here and things like that. And I used a lot of guests from the Triangle to play on the record that I think really shaped the way the album sounds. Pete Connolly from Birds and Arrows played drums on it. And he really, once we heard his drum tracks go down, it pushed the album into a certain direction that I think is a little Neil Young-ish compared to some of the stuff that I've done in the past.
You wrote this with Jackson Hall, who's here with us as well.
Yeah.
Have you two written together, worked together, Jackson?
Yes, I think the last two or three albums we've been writing songs together.
And what's that like? Because, you know, John's had a solo career for a long time. You're a songwriter, and that's a little different than starting out together as a team, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. But we musically clicked almost immediately, and we like writing about a lot of the same kind of things.
Well, and when so what do we write? Well, rather than you tell me, how's about we hear what's on this album, right. Ordinary Cats, huh?
This is the title track, and in some ways I think we kind of designed a lot of the other songs to fit with this one, so...
touch with our buddies in a city. Then we lost touch with ourselves. Put away the reefer, forgot about the music. Heard the siren call of ringing wedding bells. Was on to straight life, on to insurance, on to the mortgage, then the grave. The more that you grow older, you look over your shoulder, wondering how you ever learned to behave. Where are you presently sitting down at dinner with Digi Lady O'Fellhead? Here's a letter from one who knew you better back when we were ordinary cats. Ordinary cats. Ordinary cats. Ordinary cats.
Ordinary Cats, John Shane, title track of his latest CD. They're going to be at Casbah tonight at 8 o'clock for a CD release party. With us today is F.J. Ventry on the bass, and Jackson Hall is a songwriter. All talking. So, Ordinary Cats, so you're pining for those good old days?
Or am I?
Kind of glad they're over.
Hard to know. I know. We should say also, F.J. is not just the upright bass player, but he produced this record with me and engineered the whole thing by himself, which is a hard feet to do when you have an upright bass in your hand.
It was a labor of love.
Yeah, you're pushing that thing to the left and the right. So what goes into the thought process, FJ, when you produce an album like this? It's folk, so you got a lot of acoustic elements to work on.
Yeah, that was certainly a challenge. I mean, to be honest with you, John was a little bit of a guinea pig in the whole process. We had discussed the idea of recording something. He's got this great house in Durham. It's really live. There are a lot of big rooms. And we had this pipe dream of recording something going way back. And so I cornered him one day before we started the whole process and asked if I might be in on the ground floor this time. And thus increased my recording chops.
Well, what's the secret? You got to get it right from the start. In other words, the miking, the placement, all of that?
Can you
fix a lot of it in post?
It's like a good guitar in front of a good microphone in
with a good player.
Well, thank you. And a good sounding room.
Yeah.
And from there you build.
Yeah. And to be honest, you know, we did have Chris Stamey to work his magic at the back end.
He
and
mixed,
I think that
this was not his first album for sure. Yeah.
From what I understand. No.
The thing is, working with Chris too, it's a luxury because you know that anything that you mess up, he can fix later. You know, so there's very little pressure.
However, we did not go in with that mindset.
No,
and
besides,
and we didn't mess anything.
He can actually look and say, "You're about to mess up. Let me fix that, Mike. Let me move this thing over here." Would you do another song for us?
Sure. This is one that we wrote together, me and Jackson. It's called Level It Out. And how did we start this one? The lyrics came first to this?
It came first. Just the idea. Then we went back and forth on the old Google Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear it.
Alone, I prayed for a love to rival the great romances. When I was in love, I wished for solitude to go it alone and take my chances. When I was a child, I wished to be wise so I'd always see in light. When I got wise, I prayed for innocence so I could see child might. In times of flood, it's a fool who prays for drought. You gotta level it out. Gotta level it out. When I was weak, I wanted strength. Overcome my enemy. When I got strong, I pray for tenderness, so's not to lose my empathy. When I was young and needed advice, I heard no one's voice but my own. And now I'm older, I pay for it twice, but I got no voice in the choir's gone home. In times of flood, it's a fool who prays for drought. You gotta level it out. In times of certainty, in times of doubt, you gotta level it out. You gotta level it out. You gotta level it out. You gotta level it
John Shane, Level It Out. It's going to be at the Casbah in Durham tonight at 8 o'clock, CD release party for his new CD, Ordinary Cats. So we said, you know, you came from this working town, working class town in Boston, then you end up, or I guess, was it a neighborhood in Boston, or were you outside of Boston?
I grew up in Haverhill, which is like the Gastonia of the North.
I get
it. You know, it was a mill town, and It is interesting that I went from Haverhill, Mass, to Duke University, because in Haverhill I thought we were, you know, doing pretty well, our family. And then I get to school with, you know, some of the scions of the world. And, you know, I feel like I don't know, have learned a lot about strata of society.
Well, how did you feel? Did you get a feeling a little inferior? How did you feel?
I don't know. You know, because I got down here and the city looks a lot like the city I grew up in. There's a lot of red brick factories and things like that. And I don't need to give my age, but I'll just say it did kind of smell like tobacco when I first got here. And this building that we're in, I think, was still in production too, you know.
Did any of your ideas for your music come from that? I mean, I'm wondering if your consciousness was elevated, if you had a sense of stratification that you didn't have growing up in Haverhill.
Yeah, you learn things.
Yeah.
I mean, things that should have been maybe obvious to a 16-year-old become a lot more obvious when you're 21 or something.
Did it inform your music and your lyrics, that experience? Or?
Yeah, and I was a history major too, and I took a lot of courses in sociology, and you know, the world is a tough place. That's all I'll say. And a lot of the stories that I tend to write, and I think the same with Jackson, is we're interested in people who are just everyday people.
We just got a letter from a soldier, I understand.
Yeah. So Back Porch Music here on WUNC has always been a big supporter of my music, and I'm really thankful for that. And that one of the tunes that they've been playing off the record is called Soldier's Pay. And like Monday, I got an email from a guy who was about to deploy. He's a paratrooper, and he literally took the time to look me up online and tell me that the song really hit home and meant something to him. And for, you know, a songwriter or musician, I mean, this, you can't ask for better than that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to leave you time to play us out.
Thank you.
But first, thanks very much, John Shane, FJ Ventry, and Jackson Hall. Thanks for being on the show.
Sure.
Hang on 1 second. I want to tell everybody where you're going to be, and I've got to tell them what they've been listening to. Then I'd love to hear from you.
Sure.
So this is The State of Things. John Shane, veteran singer, songwriter, FJ Ventry, an upright bass player and vocalist and now producer. Jackson Hall, songwriter who contributed to the new album Ordinary Cats, CD release party, Casbah, Durham, tonight, 8 o'clock. Also going to be playing at Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen on February 24th. For more information, go to johnshane.com. That's our program. We're at stateofthings.org, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, John Shane.
We're going to do You Cannot Hide Your Heart from the Band.
I wake up in a quiet house these days. Everyone's gone off to find Hollywood. When we were young, we played night and day. Never did what the old man said I should. And you said you'd be coming back for me. You said you'd be coming back. No, no. You said you'd be coming back for me. You said you'd be coming back. It's all park swings and coffee shops these days. And I can hardly tell the difference. The cars pull up and they drive away. All looking for some other consequence. You said you'd be coming back. Said you'd be coming back. No, no. You said you'd be coming back for me. You said you'd be coming back. Days. What a perfect little greeting.